I am being protected by a purple mist smoke. You can see it. I see it. I'm used to it. The angels, they would wake me up. Was, Job, where are you? Where are you?
To you, when these happen, do you feel like it's part of your life now, or it's still like surreal?
So this was the third time I saw him. And then the fourth time he came to kill me. A week after, there was another prince who came. This prince was trying to access my phone. And do you know why he wanted to access the phone? Because of you ladies. So effectively, what is happening is that there's an American musician. I know you're listening to me. You're not going to come to my country to open a bank account, your occultic bank account, and take, you know, our children wherever you want to take them.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Saint Twins TV right here with your favorite twin. We are delighted to have you yet again for another interesting episode. It's always interesting, right? Very insightful. And one thing about our shows is that it's going to leave you feeling inspired because we are all about creating impact, educating. Make sure you listen up for this one because it's not just a part one, but a part two. He is back by popular demand. Whether you're watching on YouTube, listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, welcome. Today is yet another one filled with bombshells, yes, as we'd like to describe it. Osa, need an introduction while you can introduce yourself to the new viewers, yeah, who are seeing you for the first time.
Oh, thank you very much. My name is Job Moraga. I'm not a pastor. I would love to be a pastor. They call me pastor, prophet, everything. But I'm just a spiritual leader in terms of Galatians 6 text. Verse 1 to verse 5. And it says that those who are in fault, we must bring them to God gently. We must not break them.
Yeah.
We must not judge them. Nobody gave anybody a right to judge anybody. So if you are listening out there, you want to restore people, you restore them gently. You don't break them. So I'm the spiritual leader then of Marang Spiritual. The ministry is about restoration and also deliverance. It's a marketplace ministry, so I don't have a church. The Lord has told me that there is a guy, he's coming. I think I'm meeting him today. I saw him a year ago. The Lord said that this is the pastor for your church, not you. So I'm meeting the guy today.
You've never met the guy before?
I've never met the guy. I just saw him in a vision, spirit, yeah, and the Lord said, this is the man. He's the one who's going to pastor the church. So I'm meeting the guy later today. I'm so excited, you know.
Wow. How did you reach the guy?
He reached me.
You knew it's him?
Through you guys, many people reached me. Many people, about 800 people, emails. I must have prayed with close to about 400 people.
Yo, 400 people.
400
well,
people.
Well, God bless your heart, because that's a lot of work. You know, when you're in ministry, you understand that. I mean, just praying for yourself, Sissy, it you know, you feel it. And praying for all those people, I think it's selfless. Time you allowed God to use you, obedient to the call. And I mean, I'm grateful that you were able to reach all those souls and pray for them.
Ah, thank you very much.
God bless you for that, yeah.
Thank you very much. I receive. So, yes, about 400 from all over the world.
Sure.
Yeah. All over the world. Kenya, UK, America, everywhere. People wrote to me, and yes, indeed, they liked what they saw. And there's nothing that I'm making up. There's no way that I'll make up any of these stories. I know that there are some videos circulating saying that I'm heretic. I will address it brutally. The Pharisees had fought no time for them.
Yeah.
I think even Jesus addressed the Pharisees brutally. So I will do that. I don't know whether you want to be sued here or at my channel. I will decide. But I will address the Pharisee brutally. Name him as yet. But
yes.
I will get there.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But maybe a little bit of feedback on that. Because I think we live in a world where we in the social space. You know, so people talk. And as much as we receive good feedback, we also receive some criticisms as well, you know. And I know even with your story, we received an influx of people who were really impacted by a story, but just the minority of people or those who, you know, I guess maybe their intent was to discredit you. What do you have to say in response to that?
You can't make it up. If you didn't believe me then, sit tight.
Yes.
Sit tight. You will hear. And by the way, I don't even have to speak for myself. Your own viewers, they wrote emails and said, this man, I called him, he was on his way wherever. I called him, I said, come, my son has just had fits, 3 fits overnight. I drove to a private hospital that I cannot name. I went there and she said, this is my son. We didn't sleep and we prayed for the boy and the mom said, my son is healed. I didn't say that. And you know, even in the Bible, epilepsy was the most stubborn spirit. Even some of, I don't know whether they ever got it right. In the Bible, there is nowhere where it is mentioned that the apostles ever healed, you know, the spirit of epilepsy. I don't know. I stand to be corrected. But on that day, that little boy, they couldn't heal him. They couldn't heal him. And the boy, the father asked Jesus, he said, I took my son to your apostles or your disciples, and they couldn't heal my son. And Jesus said, yeah, this one, you do it differently, through prayer, through faith. So that's what happened. So I went there. It's not my story. It is their story to tell.
Yeah.
I went there, I prayed for the boy. The parents spoke to me yesterday. He hasn't had feet since then.
Wow.
But here's the big deal. The Spirit of the Lord took me to the other ward. She was with me. She was carrying her baby.
Yes.
To the other ward. And then I found the 2 sisters. One was African. One was Indian. And I asked. I said, can I pray for these kids? And the answer was, no, you can't do that. Protocol, hospital. And then the Spirit of the Lord said, then tell them that they are all healed. I said that. I said, they are all healed then. And then they were laughing. While they were laughing, and I said, they will all be discharged tomorrow. And I left. And to a T, it happened. But it's not for me to say this. It is your...
So you had gone for a different case. Obviously, the parents called you for their child. The next thing, you end up praying for the people in the other ward as well. And they got healed and got discharged the following day.
The next day. She wrote an email. She shared it with the world. So I'm not saying things that I'm thumbsucking. It is in your system, you know. The 800 people who wrote to me saw it. They saw the email. She said, this is what this man did, you know. So we're not assuming. We're not maybe. We know what we're talking about. So if you want to hear God, you won't find him in the Bible, although the Bible is the infallible word of God. Where you will find God? You will find God in these 7 areas or more. I'll just give you 7.
Okay.
Total surrender. Total submission. Total obedience. Total trust. Total belief. Total faith. And total hope. If you were to analyze what I'm saying, none of them are tangible. So it's not something that is tangible. You can quantify. You have to believe. You will find him. You will hear him. And I'll prove it to you. The reason why...
But those things, don't you learn them from the Bible? That belief, that faith, all those things, the hope, everything. Doesn't you being submerged in the word help you strengthen those?
No, it does. So I'm not saying, I'm saying the Bible is the infallible word of God. So meaning that the Bible will always be the truth.
Yes.
What I'm saying is that the Bible says Peter walked on water. Are you going to walk or not? tell me how it works out for you. So the Bible is literal and symbolic. But I also don't want, you know, to debate those kind of... I'm just trying to show you that there are certain things that we can claim. You know, prophecies which are us already, we can claim. But God said, don't walk in sight. Walk by in faith. You know? So if you walk by sight, you know, you'll keep on saying, hey, Ntate Maraka, help me, man. Can you ask God about me? You can ask God yourself.
I'm sure you get a lot of those.
I do. People say, hey, can you ask God what he thinks of me? I say, well, I pray with you, my brother. I don't know whether he'll allow me to. Because he said everybody must carry their own yoke,
yeah,
you know.
But
just to answer you, yeah. I think all that I'm trying to say is that there is nothing that you do. It doesn't matter how many scriptures you read. You memorize the whole Bible. Mm. Logos, yes. Rhema is the way to go.
Rhema.
Because he told me, I mean, recently, I'll share that part as well. Since I met you, I met God again once. I'll share the story.
Oh.
And then I met Jesus once.
Again?
Since I love, yes, yes.
So these are new encounters?
Yes, yes. Yes, new ones. Not the ones. Those are old news.
So this has become almost like a norm to you. I mean, some people live and never ever get to even experience an encounter, you know. So to you, when these happen, do you feel like it's part of your life now, or it's still like surreal?
So let me get into it then.
Yes.
Maybe before I get in, can I just summarize the kind of things that your viewers were saying?
Yes.
Yeah. So the kind of things that they were saying, most of them are stuck. And these are prophets, these are apostles, these are men and women of God. They are stuck, number one. Secondly, I will never take anybody for granted. So, yeah, it was mostly that people are stuck. And I went deep into prayer as I looked at all these messages that I received. And I said, Lord, there must be an answer. There's no way that we can accept this. It's been going on for years and years. People have been delivered and nothing works, nothing happens. Mm. And he said, you've got the answer. So what is the answer? The answer, it was more like, I took you out of the legal practice where you are appearing four times a month at most. Now you appear before me daily. Courts of heaven. You appear before me daily.
Levels.
the angels walks in. By the way, also, and I'm not being, it's not pride. I just want the people that have been sent to, who do not believe in the Bible, who do not believe in God, they don't believe in Jesus. I want them to get this message, the power and the authority that we have all been given, because they don't know this. Like I said, I'll share the story of Mbiki with you shortly.
Yes.
But I want, because I am being sent to the people who have never read the Bible. They really don't care. You can say you go into hell 30 times or 30,000 times.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to them. You can talk sound doctrine and all of that. It doesn't matter to them. So those are the people that I've been sent to. And you know what? I find peace and joy working with those people. You know why? Because we're not going to debate whether it's Old Testament or New Testament. We're not going to debate whether there's hell or no hell.
Mm.
We're not going to... You know, the only religion where you debate and kill each other is Christianity. And nothing comes out of it. So Logos, yes. Show me if you believe in Logos. Walk on water. Let me see. Peter walked on water, not because he wanted to. He asked Jesus. Mm-hmm. He said, can I come?
Yes.
Yeah. And he said, come. That's Rhema. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm.
So please, do not be in bondage because people throw Bible verses at you out of context. Whereas they know it's do as I say and not as I do. So yeah, I've closed that part.
Sure.
Wow.
Interesting.
Sure.
And I also, you know, you did mention that you also deal with deliverance. And I know like a lot of messages are about that. And I think most of, you know, the guests that come onto the show who work in the deliverance ministry are very, very busy after they come to the show, because deliverance needs to happen. I know it's not normalized so much in churches because not everybody can do deliverance, but there's a lot of people that need deliverance because people find themselves having made covenants, whether at school, in parties, in the lift, in caritas, anyway.
Yes.
Anyway, even in dreams, people have a dream making a covenant. The next thing, things are not going well in their lives. People get into wrong relationships. People, you know. So from your end, how can you help those viewers who are saying, stuck in certain things. I'm sick physically, but I know it's more spiritual.
Yes.
How
yes.
can I get help? How can I get delivered?
Sure. That is a loaded question. Let me then get into it so that you should see, you know, the links.
The
because
steps, yeah.
I'm also speaking to the men of God and women of God who are trying to do deliverance.
Yes.
And they cannot see what they are delivering.
Sure.
You know, it's puma. Hey, it's trouble everywhere. And nothing happens. People look at you. So it's more complicated than that. I'm sure you've seen people, you know, trying to deliver others and the spirit doesn't want to move. It's like,
stuck.
It's stuck. So basically sure. what you see in there, it's got something to do with, what do you call? Spiritual authority. So not all of us can do that. So you have to be at a certain level to command some spirits. Some spirits are stubborn, you know, to leave. But let me then sure. start it at the beginning so
yes.
that so ladies, I've been through 100-something tutorials or modules. These modules, obviously there are angelic beings who are there to help you understand what is going on. They train you, they develop you. Some of the things that I've seen, and I like to give descriptions because people start manifesting out there, you know. They manifest. You see now, he's heretic, you know. So I like to give some descriptions.
Mm.
The astral projection is what the witches and the satanics do. They astral project, they travel in the spirit.
Mm.
For us, the people of God, we don't astral project. What happens is that we are either translated or we are transported. So basically what it means is that if you read the Bible, the whole Bible,
mm-hmm.
you'll see that all the prophets, they would say, the Spirit of the Lord came upon me. That happened.
Mm-hmm.
It took me to the valley of dry bones and all of that. So that is what they say. So basically, you don't decide. You don't even know when.
Mm.
So the angel will just come and take you there. So the other guys, they sit there and they sing and they clap and, you know, whatever that they do. I'll talk about them as well.
Yeah.
So that is the difference. So I don't want, I saw some people are getting confused between the two.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why what I'm going to say now is that
transported.
The light guys, we don't decide. We don't know when it's going to happen. You just get transported. The Lord shows you what he wants you to see. And that's it.
Okay.
Yes.
Clear.
So now, I've been through that. But the last three modules, they were the toughest. These last three modules were about witchcraft. They were about these satanic and occultic practices.
Mm.
And then lastly, about the spirit of fear that has been dominating my life. So when I said he came to visit me the last time, he was now cutting me loose and saying that spirit of fear is gone now.
Mm.
So my story then, you know, to address your question, starts with my family and I. We wanted to take a holiday for like 3 years. We've been trying to go somewhere. We failed because of COVID and all of that.
Mm.
And then in November last year, we decided because our passport had expired.
Mm.
So I went first. I tried to renew my passport. And then I applied for a passport a week earlier than them. They only went a week after me. And then they got theirs a week after. Like it took them like 7 days.
Okay.
And I kept quiet. The whole November, no passport. So I then went to to run back and I started screaming and shouting there. Where's my passport? You are being incompetent and all of that. And I could see tears in their eyes. No, you want to help? I said, yeah, but it's a month. I'm leaving, you know, on the 2nd of January. Where's my passport? I went back the whole December, nothing. I begged the people, please, nothing. Well, to cut the long story short, you know what happened. To cut the long story short, I took my family to the airport. They left without me. I still did not have my passport on that day. And that was by divine intervention.
Sure.
So the very same day that they left, I was sleeping alone in the house. They are gone. I don't have a passport. I only received a message that said, your passport has gone in for print.
After they left.
Yeah, the day that they left. And I also received the message that said, your passport is ready for collection.
So you were not meant
to go.
To be on that flight.
And how long was the trip going to be?
7 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, not even the flight. I was not meant to leave my house.
Yes.
Because of what I'm going to tell you now.
Sure.
So they left. I was left alone. Remember that we cover each other, you know, through prayers and whatever. But this time I'm alone. And the angelic beings around. Oh, by the way, God kept his promise. He has increased them now. There are many.
The angels.
You remember I came here? There was one sitting there.
Yes.
I'll check them now. Don't be scared. I saw you the other day.
So chances are.
But anyway, he promised me that I will protect you. I didn't understand. Yeah. And he did. Now, I don't know what's behind me, but before me is more than 20 at any particular given time. Now I understand. And there are certain things that I said in the last session that were still continuance. I don't know whether there's such a way, ongoing.
It was a continuation of it, yeah.
Yes. So, at that time, I thought that's what it is. And now I understand what it is now. But anyway, here's my story. The angels, they would wake me up. If there's anything, really, they would wake me up. On this particular day, I was surprised that this angel is waking me up, but he's far from me. So normally they will be close.
Yeah.
So he was probably like, 3 meters away from me. And I said, you know who I serve? Because I wasn't sure whether it's him or not. Because you get used to them, those who are with you. I said, you know who I serve? And if you've got anything to say, say it. By the way, I'm sleeping like I'm lying on my right hand side. I'm facing that way. These events are happening behind me. So he keeps quiet, and I panicked a bit, you know. So I said, what's going on? I'm alone. Hey, these spirits, I mean, they kill. They are big.
Sure.
Like double story, you know. Imagine a spirit suffocating. So so I then panicked a bit.
Yeah.
And I switched on the light, but I saw nothing. So I remember that it doesn't work like that. You know, the realm of the spirit has to be in the dark. So fine. I then turned, and the delegation was there.
Wait, so in the light you couldn't see them?
No, you can't.
Why?
I don't know. For some reason, these satanic and demonic entities, the angels you see anytime, any day, but these ones, I don't know why they prefer darkness.
So the visitation was from
the dark.
The dark.
Yeah.
So it woke you up and said what?
No, the angel, the one that works with me, woke me up.
Oh, to make you aware that they are
you've got visitors.
Okay.
And then...
Oh, but this is why the distance, you were like...
Well, I didn't understand then that there is a force now. I can afford to be stubborn and tell the people to get off, you know?
Mm.
So I didn't know that God has increased now the force around me, protection. These are that's why they were kept at the distance, the delegation now, from the kingdom of darkness. They were like 5-6 meters away from me. So I then turned and I saw them. And I saw a religious leader, a very popular one. Don't ask me about names. He's the false prophet anyway. You should know him. So I saw a religious leader.
Yeah.
He was standing there. With him, he was carrying some sort of human skeletons, you know. And you know who this is. This is the Antichrist who's been empowered. Then, on the other side, there was the prince. Yeah. Let me tell you about this prince a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
This prince has been following me for years. The same. I'm not talking about the demon now.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the top of the range, you know, this... killers, demonic killers.
Mm.
So this prince has been following me for some years. I first met him in Bloemfontein in a hotel. I woke up to pray at around 2 a.m. He was standing there with big red eyes looking at me. And they look like, in the dark though, but they look like you know, this American Spider-Man, and you know how they dress. But you know, I'm just talking about the shape and the physique. So he was there. I prayed. I didn't care about him, because God trains you. He develops you. He kills fear. So that is why I said the last module was about fear. So he did that, and he left. He didn't say much. He followed me home a couple of days later. So I saw him entering my home, but in the spirit now, not physically. So I saw him and he disappeared somewhere. I don't know where he went. Then I saw him as I was closing the blinds of the bathroom. You were standing outside. You know, I'm watching you. So this was the third time I saw him. And then the fourth time he came to kill me. That's when I refused the offer for the money. You remember I was offered money?
Yes.
So I refused the offer. And then the following day he came to kill me. I mean, he was suffocating me. He was there. I was seeing him. And the part, you know, for your viewers, the part that they didn't understand that I want to explain is that the week before that event took place, the Lord took me home where I was born and raised. And then he said, your long-lost projector has been found. So effectively, what I was being shown there is that project from within, you know, I'm sure you've had nightmares before, and then you start screaming Jesus from within and you get help. So that is what it was. I projected from, because in the realm of the spirit, he just came with a zip, you know, like a zip, and he closed my mouth. I couldn't scream. I couldn't do anything in the realm of the spirit. Then immediately it was brought into the physical, because now he was standing there, I was seeing him. And then he was, you know, suffocating me. So I then projected from inside, Jesus, Jesus. And then that is how I believe. I don't know. That is how it works. The angels got the command, because I can't command angels. I hear people say they can do it. The only command that they normally respect me for is when I say, come closer. But any other thing...
You haven't instructed them to do nothing.
They manage me. I mean, there's a diary, their job, you go in there today, and, you know, they minister to me. Nothing. There's nothing that I do, you know. So that is what happened. And then let's fast track now to the delegation. Yes. So he was there.
He was part of them.
Yeah, he was part of them. And then I said, I'm going to say this because it just sounds nice. You know, I said, Peter me, Nala. This is my house. I've heard that before from somewhere. I said, oh, Peter me, Nala. This is my house. I'm born again here.
Yes.
And they left. They left. The false prophet. I'm just about to name you my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just telling him now that one of these days I will name him.
Yeah.
So the false prophet was there. And then, like I said, the baby's been made, you know, they are busy with him. And then people think that it's a game. It's not a game. The book of Revelations is not a game. It's happening as we speak. And then I will share more information about that now. So, yeah, I know I take too long. But anyway, that is what happened. So they left. And then I couldn't understand. There's a lady called, if you'll allow me, because I knew I'll forget the name. If you'll allow me, please, I just want to remember the name, because it's very important for the body of Christ. I just wrote, her name is, I think, Renee Schaefer. She's an ex-witch. She's an American lady. They can check her video, what she says and all of that. But why is she important, this lady? This lady is important because now I'm answering your question.
Yeah.
The Lord showed me, as part of the development of the or tutorials, he showed me, you know, like webs, spider webs, but they were disjointed. There were many of them. I could see them in the ceiling and all of that. They were, and I'm not talking natural now, spiritual. So they were everywhere. And I didn't understand, what is this all about? And then, as time went by, these spider webs, they started coming together. Why are these webs below a blue dome? So I was seeing a blue dome. If you go to the book of Genesis, you know that the people that I asked about the blue dome, they referred me to, you know, when God was creating heaven and earth and all of that. But I was not convinced. I was thinking that this is much more than that. Why is the blue dome there? Yes. But why are these webs well knit below the dome?
Mm-hmm.
Until I heard the story about this lady. So effectively then, what was happening is that from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
I am being protected by a purple mist smoke every day, hot. It's just circulating. Mm-hmm. You can see it. I see it. I'm used to it.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, I started seeing as that shift ended, then the blue dome came in. So as that one pulled out, the angelic being pulled out, the purple mm-hmm. one, the blue dome came.
In your room?
Yeah, in my room. So I see it. But now, remember that I've now passed that like top of my class, so they don't put me to sleep anymore. So they walk in, and I will also share with you what they say. They write messages for me, and that is the angels.
The angels, yes.
Yeah, that is the gift. I think that only Daniel possessed. I haven't heard anybody saying if you are out there, please contact me, because there are questions that I want to ask as well. So with me now, I'm no longer put to bed and I dream visions and dreams. No, the angel walks in and he writes messages for me, and I read, they're encrypted. So why I say they're encrypted? Because when I told those the delegation to leave, a week after, there was another prince who came. And then this prince was trying to access my phone, which is like on the headboard.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know why he wanted to access the phone? Because of you ladies. So effectively, what is happening is that the video that we shot, I shot two videos.
Yeah.
One with you, one with a lady called...
Mm.
So the angel selects names. Those who are watching those videos, he selects names out of that. And some, because I didn't know, what is this at Mamang? You know, I don't know these things, you know, at what? And emails and all of that. So he was selecting names mm-hmm. out of whatever people were watching the videos or whatever, and he projects them on the walls. So mm-hmm. some of these people are stuck in this web.
Mm.
And then it's like, pray for them. I even saw an ex-president. Please don't ask me which one.
We're going to ask you. Okay.
So I even saw an ex-president where I said, pray for him too, you know. So I don't doubt. I'm 100,000% sure. And judged. God can judge me if whatever that I'm saying is not the truth. That is how confident I am.
Mm.
Yeah. So that is what I was being taught to say. My people, even Christians, are stuck in this web. The blue dome is actually protection that was given to me, because I only understood it when I heard the story of this lady, because she was an ex-witch, and she said when the Christians were praying, they would be astral projecting, attacking them, and then they will find this blue dome. So you see now when I say,
so the phone I'm trying to figure out, like, the names that were popping up in the phone. It was so that you can pray
for the people.
Because
the people are trapped in this satanic webs, witchcraft, and all of that. So the Lord was saying, you know, there are, I don't know how many people view the video, but selectively he will maybe bring me the MOs. Then I pray for the MOs. Then will bring me the S. Then I pray for them. But it's been happening since I've been here. You know, they will just randomly select names. And
So let's talk about now, you know, the encounters of light.
Yes.
Which is God.
Interesting.
The visitation. Yes.
So, ladies, please, don't change anything about your show. God loves what you're doing.
Amen.
Because you do not judge anybody. You don't throw biblical scriptures at everybody out of context to scare them. Hell is coming and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, You know, let's all go back to Galatians 6,
yeah.
verse 1 to 5. That is how we should help our brothers and sisters mm-hmm. who are lost. We don't have to judge them. So effectively, what happened, there was a lady called mm-hmm. She came through, you know, she just garnered courage to send me an email.
Mm-hmm.
So I then spoke to through email. And then finally she called me. But again, you know, Mpiki does her things her own way. She called me like 7:30 in the evening.
So this is a viewer?
Yeah, your viewer.
Mm, okay. Mm.
So she calls me 7:30 in the evening. And she said, no, let's talk about this Jesus. Which one are you talking about? I said, wow, this is interesting. So then I said, look, I don't have time, but the one Jesus that I follow is the one that you can track from what Moses said, what Isaiah said. You know, track that Jesus. Mm. Don't just go for any Jesus. Track that one. Then you'll know which Jesus I'm talking about, the true Messiah. So, and it shouldn't be doctrines from Rome.
Mm.
That you must stay away from. So anyway, I then said to you, track that one. And then I asked Romans 10 verse 9, do you want to, you know, the confession? Yeah. We did that. And jokingly, I was just joking. I didn't expect much out of it. Mm. I just said to him, Biki, tonight there will be a banquet in your honor. Tonight in heaven. And was laughing, you know. She's a teacher at Frederford. Those of you who think I'm joking, you can ask her. So she said, teacher there. Yeah. And then she was laughing. And then that very same night, at around 10:30, the Lord showed me live screen that yes, there is a banquet. You're not joking.
Well, because she accepted Christ.
Yes.
Wow.
And I said, I was joking. Like I said, I just said, tonight there will be a banquet.
And there was.
There was. I saw it. And then my encounter with God, because we are out of time. I still had some more bombshells to tell, but anyway, my encounter with God was recent.
Yeah.
And he came because, let's face it, you don't move from being a lawyer to what I am now. You still struggle. You've got fears and whatever. Mm. So he came and he wasn't very happy with me. So you just know he was walking like Adam. Adam was hiding. I was hiding.
Mm.
So it was like a booming voice. Job, where are you? Where are you? So he was calling me. He was saying it is time to come out. And during that time, the fear was killed. Everything was killed. So I'm a lethal machine now. So basically, I've been developed and grown to be a lethal machine in the sense that the devil is now below my feet. And you're talking about deliverance. He won't stand a chance. I can guarantee you that.
Mm.
And besides that, there are women, you know, that I just found out. I discovered this group of women. Everybody was scared to speak out. You know, I think I was bound to be the light so that people can come out, you know.
Mm.
And those women are mean in the realm of the spirit. They will tear any demonic spirit apart. So South Africa is well taken care of. You'll see miracles. God has been raising them silently. Like I said, I'm excited. I'm meeting some of them tonight, this evening. And just as a parting shot quickly, there's an American musician. I know you're listening to me. I don't want to talk about your genre, but you are well known. I warn you, you're not going to come to my country to open a bank account, your occultic bank account, and take, you know, our children wherever you want to take them. There are cruise missiles waiting for you. Yeah, not ballistic, cruise missiles. You won't see them coming, spiritual ones. By the way, when I speak about cruise missiles and ballistic missiles, I don't talk about the real thing, the spiritual.
Yes.
So those missiles are waiting for you. You're not going to enter my country. I can guarantee you.
So, okay. So then maybe then in closing for me would be your general consensus now of your spiritual life. There has been such a shift where the spiritual has been more real to you than the physical.
Yeah.
Right. How would you then, you know, in closing, shed light about your supernatural experiences? Why do you think it was that God chose you to have those experiences?
God chose me to have those experiences because, number one, the number one gift that the devil has been after, you know, like he's been after me for one gift, is because I know his plans before they happen. and they are encrypted. The messages that I see are encrypted. So that is why it's battling. That is why the prince is monitoring me 24 hours, but he can't read what I read. They are encrypted. The same as Daniel. So God is there, brothers and sisters. Jesus is there. The angels are there. Mm. The Holy Spirit is there. Keep the faith.
Are you here with the angels today?
I'm sure they're outside. 20 are waiting for me outside.
Outside?
Yeah.
So none are in here?
Today I didn't see anyone today. I think they wanted me to...
They don't want to be on our 20 the most. Like, no.
But I gave you the prophecy, what they said.
Yes.
You know? They said that, that is how your show should be. Don't change it for anybody at all. Yes.
Wow, thank you so much for being on the show again. I always just get honored when, you know, people are willing to come back. Like we said, it's by popular demand. Yes. As much as you had an influx of emails, we also had an influx of emails and messages. You know, people needed a lot of clarity. They had questions. They were also just pouring out, you know, their testimonies.
Yes.
So I'm really glad that you came back to give us more bombshells. And may you continue helping others. I think you did speak about your ministry now. So we will link the details below so that they do follow and contact you. Don't get tired. Do not weary of helping the people of God.
No.
Thank you all for watching yet another episode of I've Been Through the Most podcast. Please do remember to subscribe. Road to 300K subscribers. We're almost there, guys.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's get to that 300K subscribers. Absolutely free. No subscription, no nothing. You just click on that button and you are part of the family and you get to receive all of these amazing content, impactful content. Also, do remember we are on different social media platforms. We are on Facebook, we are on Instagram, on Twitter, as well as TikTok. So please do follow us on all those different media, social media platforms. From myself, Innocent.
And myself, Millicent, and our awesome guest, Ntate Job. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And of course, our lovely crew. Bye for now.